Okay, as we are taking the 22 incarnations, today we will see the 14th incarnation, that is Narasimha. Okay, that is why I taught these verses of Prahlad, because I am going to connect that with the past time. Chaturdasham,
Chaturdasham, Chaturdasham, Chaturdasham,
Narasimham,
Narasimham, Narasimham, Narasimham,
Bibrat,
Vibrat, Vibrat, Vibrat,
Daitendram,
Daitendram, Daitendram, Daitendram,
Urjitam,
Urjitam, Urjitam, Urjitam,
Dadara,
Dadara, Dadara, Dadara,
Karajair,
Karajair, Karajair, Karajair,
Urav,
Urav, Urav, Urav,
Irakam,
Irakam, Irakam, Irakam,
Khataga, Khatagrid,
Khatagrid, Khatagrid, Khatagrid,
Yatha, चतुर्दशां नारसिंहम्
चतुर्दशां नारसिंहम् चतुर्दशां नारसिंहम् चतुर्दशां नारसिंहम्
बिभ्रदैतेन्द्रमूर्जितम्
बिभ्रदैतेन्द्रमूर्जितम् बिभ्रदैतेन्द्रमूर्जितम् बिभ्रदैतेन्द्रमूर्जितम्
ददारकरजैरुराव
ददारकरजैरुराव
You are able to see, all of you? Not able to see? Okay, fine. That's what I was wondering, why the students... Okay? You are able to see now? Chaturdasham Narasimham
Chaturdasham Narasimham Chaturdasham Narasimham Chaturdasham Narasimham
Bibradaitendramurjitam
Bibradaitendramurjitam Bibradaitendramurjitam
Yeah, I know. You can try.
It's not so clear, no? Okay, today we'll just have
this. Dadara Karajerurav Dadara Karajerurav
Dadara Karajerurav
Dadara Karajerurav
Irakam Kata Kridyata Irakam Kata Kridyata
Irakam Kata Kridyata Irakam Kata Kridyata
चतुर्दशां नरसिंहं बिभ्रदैतेन्द्रमूर्जितं ददार करजैरुरा विराकं कतकृत्यता
चतुर्दशां नरसिंहं बिभ्रदैतेन्द्रमूर्जितं ददार करजैरुरा विराकं कतकृत्यता
चतुर्दशां नरसिंहं बिभ्रदैतेन्द्रमूर्जितं ददारकरजेरुराकं कतकृत्यता चतुर्दशां नरसिंहं बिभ्रदैतेन्द्रमूर्जितं ददारकरजेरुराकं कतकृत्यता इन् द 14th इन्कार्नेशन् द लॉर्ड अपियर्ड And as Narasimha
and bifurcated
the strong body
of the atheist
Hiranyakashipu
with his nails
just as a carpenter pierces cane. Okay. This Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is to relish Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Tota Gopinath. How many of you have gone to Jagannath Puri? Have gone to Tota Gopinath Mandir? Tota Gopinath Mandir? Okay, fine. So in Tota Gopinath Mandir, Gadadhar Pandit, he used to read Bhagavatam. He had, and when Gadadhar used to read, he used to always have tears in his eyes. Because he used to be in ecstasy. So he used to read Srimad Bhagavatam. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come and hear Gadadhar Pandit reading Bhagavatam every day. And like now, for example, this book, right? I'll just show you. See, this full is a pastime of Narasimha and Prahlad. This full. So all these chapters Gadadhar Pandit would read. after the last chapter comes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, read again. So Gadadhar Pandit would read again the whole 7th canto. Narasimha's past tense, Prahlad's past tense. Then second time it will happen. Then again third time. I'll just offer. Again I'll put for you at the end. Third time, fourth time, fifth time. Like this until and unless Gadadhar Pandit, he would read the pastime of Prahlad 100 times. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would never allow him to go ahead. Because of the conviction of Prahlad. Because the Lord relished the pastime, because so much faith Prahlad had in the Lord. That the Lord used to hear. Until and unless 100 times of Prahlad, and another devotee boy is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva. Even of Dhruva. Until and unless the Lord hears 100 times this full, he wouldn't go ahead. He will not allow Gadadhar Pandit to go ahead. So, that is why this pastime is very important. Show us the importance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this. Okay. The pastime goes like this. I told you in the incarnation, the Lord appeared as Varaha. When he appeared as Varaha, he killed whom?
Hiranyaksha.
Yeah. Hiranyaksha is the brother of Hiranyakashipu. And they both are the sons of, who is the father of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha?
Kashyapa Muni.
Very good. Hari bolt all of you. Tell loudly. Kashyapa Muni. Kashyapa Muni. And who is the mother?
Diti.
Oh, very good. Diti and Kashyapa Muni are the parents of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Now Hiranyaksha was killed. So then there was a ceremony. After someone expires, we keep a ceremony, right? So in that, Hiranyakashipu, he saw that all of them were lamenting. They were crying. They all were crying. Hiranyaksha left his body. So he explained to them, oh, after all, it's a body, that all. And he started explaining all philosophy. Then there was a story also he told, like how Yamaraj came as a small boy and he told a story and he made others, the lamentation go. I mean, to make their depression go and all this said. Now after all the ceremony, Hiranyakashipu said, he called all of his servants, all of you come here. Wherever there is puja of Vishnu, go and destroy everything. There should be no worship of Lord Vishnu in the full kingdom. If anybody worships, kill them. If anybody worships the cows, kill them. If anybody does yajna, kill them. That Lord, that Vishnu, he killed my brother. So, he is my enemy. So, from today, all of you go. Just now he told that he told all philosophy. Now, he is saying, you all go and kill. And if anybody says, Shri Vishnu Bhagavan ki jai, then put him in prison. Kill him. If any, once Lokanath Maharaj said, he'll be only happy when what? Hiranyakashipu ki jai. If you tell, then he will worship that person. He is allowed to stay. That's why even Narada Muni, when he'll come to see Hiranyakashipu, he'll say, always he tells what? Narayana, Narayana, no? But when Narada Muni would come to Hiranyakashipu's court, he'll say, Hiranyaya Namaha, like that will come. So, this is how Narada Muni used to come. This is just to for Hiranyakashipu, to keep Hiranyakashipu happy. So, Hiranyakashipu made that policy. Anybody chants the names of Vishnu, kill them. So, all this was made. And then he thought, but still, you know, Vishnu is very powerful. So, I have to get powers. So, I need, what I am having is not enough. So, I need more powers to kill that Vishnu. So, what he did, he went to Mandarachala mountain. And he did tapasya.
Yes.
For 100 celestial years. 100 years of spiritual time. We can't.
Lifetime of Brahma.
No. Lifetime of Brahma is 311 trillion years. This is 100 celestial years. 100 years you can say. 100 years of that time. So he went and you know what he did? Yeah. And how he stood on his toes and his hands raised in the air. Fully raised in the air and he was standing on the toes and he started worshipping Brahmaji. Om Brahmane Namaha. He started telling. Nothing disturbed him. Nothing disturbed him. It rained, the snow came, so many things, everybody disturbed. He was not at all disturbed. We people get disturbed immediately, no? Start studying immediately, your mobile comes, your this is there, that is there. So many things we get disturbed, isn't it? By all the so many apps which are coming every day, new apps are coming to destroy the minds of the children. So every day they, but Hiranyakashipu was not at all, he did the best tapasya for so many thousands of years, 100 celestial years. And because of that, because of his chanting, and he was not at all disturbed, then anthill was formed on his, the place where, how he was standing, that anthill was formed. He was not disturbed. He was just continuing his austerity. And because of this severe austerity, all of you sit properly. When you are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you should sit properly. So, because of this severe tapasya, from his hair, from his head, fire started coming. And that fire started heating the whole universe. Even the demigods sitting in the court of Indra, they were feeling the burning sensation. So they all went to Brahmaji, please do something, otherwise we are not able to sit in our seats, it is so hot. So Brahmaji in his car, which is Brahmaji's car?
Swan.
In his swan, he went with the kamandalu in his hand. You know what is kamandalu, right? That pot, yeah, in that there is sacred water.
Yes.
He took that and he went to the place where the ant hill was formed. Okay, ant hill, only skeleton was there of Hiranyakashipu. So he went over there and I'll show you the picture. So he went and what he did, he Brahmaji, he took that sacred water from the kamandalu and he sprinkled on Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu came back to his original form, how he was. And after that, what happened? Brahmaji said, what do you want? I'm very pleased with your tapasya. Sit properly, sit like this.
No one should kill me.
Yeah, he gave a big list. Like how suppose you get good marks, you give a big list to your parents, isn't it? I want that, I want this, I want this, I want that. Big list is given. Now Diwali is coming, big list you'll give to your parents. Will have to see, oh my God, I have to go to which shopping now, right? Big list. Like that Hiranyakashipu, he gave a very big list. No. Did he give the list first? He said, no, I should not die. So Brahmaji said, even I should not die means I should become immortal.
Yes.
What I should become?
Immortal.
So Brahmaji said, even I have to die. How can I give you that? If whatever I have, that only I can give you as a blessing, no? Even I have to die, how can I make you immortal? You ask something else. Then Hiranyakashipu made a big list that I should not be killed by man, I should not be killed by animals, I should not be killed in water, I should not be killed outside, I should not be killed inside, outside, so without any, no weapons should be used. A big list he gave. Yeah, so many things he, big list he gave, it's there in Srimad Bhagavatam. And after that, every demon thinks that he is very intelligent. But he doesn't know, the intelligence for him comes from Krishna. So, he thought, yes, there is no other possibility only now. So, he gave that list, Brahmaji said, Tatastu. Means what? Okay, so be it. Then, Brahmaji left to his planet. So, now, Hiranyakashipu, he became very powerful. Ha 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 ha. He became so powerful, he started destroying more. He started his destruction in full capacity now. More, he became more, ferocious. He became more ferocious. He started troubling each and everyone. And when, this is what was happening, when he came to in his kingdom, Hiranyakashipu had 4 sons. In that, Prahalad was a very good son. He had 4 sons. According to Bhagavatam, Hiranyakashipu had 4 sons, out of which Prahalad was the best. So, then this scene starts. Prahalad used to go to school and then he learnt all these verses which I just made you all learn, isn't it? The 5 verses, we'll just recite together once. So, on page?
235.
Yeah, we'll just recite. So this is a sequence of events. What happens when Prahlad sits on the lap of Hiranyakashipu? He starts saying, Shri Prahlad Uvacha Matina Krishne Paratasvatova. You all open the page? All of you please open. It's on page 235. Shri Prahlad Uvacha Matina Krishne Paratasvatova Mito Abhipadeta Griha Vratanam Adanta Gopir Vishakanta Mishram Puna Punas Charvita Charvananam Nate Vidusvata Gatim Vishnu Durashaya Bahirata Manina Andaya Tante Rupaniya Manas Tepi Shatantya Murudami Bhatta. The previous verse, before that, actually he started with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. He said the nine processes of bhakti. At that time, Hiranyakashipu threw him down, right? So then again he went to the school. His teachers taught him, but then Prahlad had his own knowledge. Then second time he was brought, that is the time he told all these things, that because of uncontrolled senses, you know, a person, he does what he does, he chooses the same thing. Puna puna charvita charvananam, like, so he is again chewing the same thing, like you're chewing gum. Or maybe your sugarcane juice, you know, he goes, nothing is there, but still he puts and removes the juice from that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So like that. And then after that, going ahead, Prahlad Maharaj says, Nate vidu swartha gatim hi vishnu durashaye bahiratta manina andayatande rupagniya maya te pishatantya murudam nibadda. He said, like a blind man is guiding a blind man. That is how the materialistic life is. But that is why solution is there, Father. What is that? You should wash yourself with the dust of the lotus feet of devotees, of Vaishnavas. That is what Inaisham Matista Adrukramangrim Sparshatanarto Pagamoya Datta Mahiya Shampada Rajobishekam Nishkinchanana Navranita Yavat. This all he said. And now Hiranyakashipu, by the time when he heard all these things, he was totally angry. Actually, here, for all these verses, we should say, Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki
Jai.
But in the court of Hiranyakashipu, nobody told Jai. Although Prahlad told all these shlokas. Then after that, what happened? This Hiranyakashipu said, okay, now you give him the punishments. So then he was given all the punishments. He was thrown from the highest mountain. Okay, in this pastime happened in Satya Yuga. The mountains were really very high. From the highest mountain, the child was thrown. But the Lord protected him. Okay, always, but he never stopped chanting. Okay, for us, if somebody says, okay, you will get this, you stop chanting, I'll be the first one to stop. But Prahlad never stopped chanting. What did he do? He started continuing his chanting. He was thrown from mountain. He was thrown under the feet of elephants. He was thrown in a room of snakes. He was sitting, he was given poison.
And then Holika,
with the aunt, he sat in the fire. And she also died. So Hiranyakashipu got more angry. Already you killed my brother. Now you killed my sister also. Yes. Yes, they put in burning oil and then this snow. He was subjected to snow. He was subjected to, he was not given food for many days. He was made hungry. He was subjected to heat. All the whatever possible punishments he could give, he gave all. There's a big list in Bhagavatam. All the punishments he gave to Prahlad. But Prahlad, did he stop chanting the names of the Lord?
No.
What he was chanting all the time?
Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
He couldn't stop chanting. He was chanting continuously. He didn't stop. In spite of all these punishments, I just said few. There is a big list. And they, with big spades, you know, four people with the spades, they were hitting him. Nothing happened to him. He never stopped chanting. And then, again, he was brought in the court of Hiranyakashipu. nigger, she was walking left and right. Said, what is this? Why this boy is nothing is happening to him? Today, what he took the sword. He said, I will kill my son myself. At that time, he was about to do that. That time, Sandhan Amarka, no, he's a child. He's acting because of his, he's a 5-year-old. It is his childish nature. You do one thing, you said, we'll take him again. We will teach him all our demon subjects. Don't worry. We'll teach him and we'll bring him back to you. So then Hiranyakashipu thought, okay. And Sandha and Amarka, they were the sons of his guru Shukracharya. Shukracharya is the guru of the demons. So they took him again to the school and they said, Prahlad, now you should be a very good boy. Okay. Now you learn whatever subjects we are teaching so that it's good for you also, it's good for us also. So they were trying to explain to him all the subjects which they knew. But nothing entered into Prahlad's. Prahlad was all the time he was teaching his own subjects. And then one day what happened? They both had some work. So they went outside. Work they had. Sometime the teacher in the classroom goes outside. That time all the children are very happy, isn't it? So this is proxy period, is the best period the children like, isn't it? So the teachers went out. At that time, Prahlad, he got hold of all of his friends. All the friends told to him, hey Prahlad, we also come to the same school where you are coming. How is it you know so many things? At that time, Prahlad told his why he knew all these things. More than that, what he told is, what happened is his mother, Kayadu, when she was pregnant.
Yes.
When that time, Hiranyakashipu was doing tapasya. In which mountain?
Mandarachala.
Yeah, he was doing there. At that time, Indradev thought that now Kayadu is having a child in her womb. The demon's child will also be a demon. So I'll go and kill them. So, yeah. So he went along with all the demigods and he was going to capture Kayadu. At that time, Nagdamuni
came. And he told that the Kayadu will have a son who will be a
devotee. Yes. So he said, every demon son may not be a demon. And besides, it's a pure devotee. So that's why he told all of them to go back to their respective abodes. And he told to Kayadu, now you'll be safe, you come to my ashram. So Kayadu was staying in the ashram of Narada Muni. And every day, Narada Muni, did he have any other subject matter other than Krishna?
No.
The whole day he'll speak about Krishna. And he spoke in such a way that every day he would go on speaking. His mother, Kayadu, will fall asleep. But the child in the womb, he will hear. See, when you are hearing a story, you have to say, the opposite person should know, that you are hearing the story. So, he was going on. Kayadu fell asleep, but Narada Muni was watching that the child in the womb of Kayadu was hearing everything he was telling. So Narada was going on and on and on and on, and the full all chapters of bhakti he taught to Prahlad. So Prahlad became a very strong devotee. So strong that nobody could change him. Nobody could change his consciousness. So then this is how Prahlad grew. And something I wanted to tell you about Hiranyakashipu was, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, as you remember, they were born at a wrong time, right?
Yes.
When Diti and Kashyapa, they had union at a wrong time. So they were born. And when they were born, you know how they were? Hiranyakashipu, his feet was on the ground, his crown would touch the sky. So the moment he keeps the steps, everybody, he would walk, everybody was afraid. And he had controlled all the demigods. If he just shakes his eyebrows, then all the demigods were afraid. All the demigods were under his control. If you say it should rain, it'll rain. Now it should be hot, it'll be hot. So all the demigods were under his control. But everybody was afraid of Hiranyakashipu except Prahlad. Prahlad sitting on the lap of his father would say, my dear father, why don't you become Krishna conscious? This was Prahlad. So, this is how Prahlad told his friends that we should not waste our time. Prahlad wouldn't even play games because he thought he had higher things in life. He wouldn't play games like all the ordinary children. he used all of his time and energy for learning about Krishna and praying to Krishna. So that is what this verse he told. Kaumarat acharet pragno dharmam bhagavatam, that verse which I taught. That verse he taught to his friends at that time, and he said, why are you wasting your time? Come, let us all chant the names of Krishna. Up till now they had only one Prahlad in the school, but now all of them became Prahlad. All of them started chanting. All of them started chanting what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So like this, everybody started chanting, and by the time Sandhan Amar, and one more thing, very nice teachings, Prahlad instructing his friends. He also says, now say suppose for example, if a person is 20 years old, so Prahlad says 10 years you have already wasted in sleeping. Why? Because every night we sleep more than 8 hours, and on top of that in the afternoons and all we sleep. So half of your life is spent in sleeping only. And what remaining life you have, what you are wasting? Chant the names of the Lord. So then all of them were chanting and all became very nice devotees. Now Sandhya and Amarka came. Just imagine when your teacher comes and all of them chanting. Of course, ISKCON teachers will be very happy. But Sandhya and Amarka were not very happy. So they took the boy to Hiranyakashipu and they said, my dear Lord, I mean for them Hiranyakashipu was their Lord. My dear Lord, we cannot control him. This up till now he was only one person. But now he has made the whole school, all the demons into devotees. So then Hiranyakashipu got so angry, he told to Prahlad that, where are you getting the strength from? All the strength. So Prahlad, every time, my dear children, whenever he would come in front of his father, he would offer obeisances. Every time. Although his father punished him in so many ways. Never a day went, whenever he would come in front of, although his father was a demon, he was not a devotee. But still, he would fall and do full dandat pranam to his father. And then, Hiranyakashipu was, he would get angry, but the moment he'll fall at his feet, it was difficult for him to keep his anger. And to such a beautiful child. But still, Hiranyakashipu was very angry because of his ego. What did he say? He said, from where are you getting all the strength? He said, my dear father, from wherever you are getting the strength, from there only I am also getting the strength. From where am I getting the strength? From Lord Vishnu. So then, simple. So then Hiranyakashipu got so angry. He said, you think your Lord is everywhere? He said, yes, my Lord is everywhere. And he showed the pillar. Your Lord is there in this pillar? Yes, my Lord is there in the pillar. So then he broke the pillar with his gadha. He hit the pillar. And a big sound came. Can anybody imitate that sound? Yes. Tell the sound. Narsimha came. But that sound. A big sound in all the directions it was heard. Even Hiranyakashipu started trembling. Such a sound was heard. And from that pillar came out
Narasimha.
Shri Narasimha, Jai Narasimha, Jai Jai Narasimha. Praladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma, Brinda. Ugram Viram Mahavishnu, Jvalatam Sarvalokam. Narasimha Visharam Badram, Mrityor Mrityor Namamya. Came out, half man, half lion form came out, and Hiranyakashipu, he thought, what is this? I have never seen such a form before. He looked at him, and Narasimha fought with Hiranyakashipu for almost a long time. For a long time, Hiranyakashipu fought, they both fought for a long time, and then it was evening time, sort of, 6 o'clock. That time he took Hiranyakashipu. And what did Hiranyakashipu say? I should not be killed down or on top, right? So he took him on his lap. On his lap.
On the throat.
And then he did the surgical operation on Hiranyakashipu. Shri Narasimhadeva Bhagavan ki
jai.
And he pulled the intestines from the stomach of Hiranyakashipu and he put it as a garland around him. Shri Narasimhadeva Bhagavan ki
jai.
Yes, yeah, so that is why, yeah, That is why it is said in this place, like, you know, that is why I don't know if in your houses they say you should not, yeah, you should not sit on the pathway in your house. Okay, yeah. So these are, so this way the Lord kept all his boons, whatever he wanted, everything he took care of that, and the Lord killed Hiranyakashipu. And when Hiranyakashipu was killed, after that the Lord was really very angry because his devotee was punished. So he sat on the throne, and it seemed he was so angry he would have devoured the whole universe. All the demigods were there, Brahmaji, Lakshmiji, Shiva, Lord Shiva, Ganesha, everybody were there. And Narasimha was so angry. Brahmaji told to Lakshmi, can you please do something? You are the wife. Because whenever father is angry, what we tell, mother, can you please go and pacify the father? So then they told to Lakshmiji. Lakshmi said, no, I have never seen this form of the Lord. I cannot do anything. So then Brahmaji, he told to Prahlad, it's because of you the Lord came in this form. You are the one who have invited the Lord in this form. So that is why you should, he told that you only go and pacify your Lord. So Prahlad came with the garland. The moment he came with the garland, the Lord took Prahlad and he made him sit on his lap. Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki
Jai.
Shri Narasimha Dev Bhagwan ki
Jai.
What the topmost seat in life he got. He got the lap of the Lord to sit. Just imagine, sitting on the lap of Narasimha Dev. What he got? Because he non-stop, he was chanting the names of the Lord. He got so much punishments. We people need get punishments to make us chant, isn't it? Even I tell my mind, why don't you chant? We get punishments from our parents, chant. But this boy, he got punishments for chanting. He didn't stop chanting. That is why he got to sit on the lap of Narasimha Dev. And what did Narasimha do? He started licking him. How does a lion show the love to the child, to the cub? By licking. Narasimha started licking Prahlad. This is how he showed the love to Prahlad. So then he told, my dear boy, what do you want? Prahlad said, my dear Lord, I don't want anything. If you give me something, I'll become attached. If I get mobile, I'll start seeing Facebook. If I get this, I'll do that. I'll be attached. I'll see cricket. I'll do this, I'll do that. I'll forget you, my dear Lord. So I don't want anything. But the Lord said, no, Prahlad, I want to give you something. Please ask for something. Please ask. I want to give you something. For me, you ask. You and I would have given a big list, isn't it? SL World, then this thing, maybe C World and that and this and this all you would have given. So then... give this to them. So this way he, Prahlad Maharaj, he... the Lord said, I want to give you something. So then Prahlad said, I don't want anything. Then the Lord said, please ask for something. Then you know what he asked? All of you, listen to this carefully. He said, please, can you forgive my father? His father gave him so much punishments. You and I would have given a big list to give punishments to our father. Right? But he said, please forgive my father. The Lord said, Prahlad, because you are a pure devotee, 21 generations, that is your father's 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 father's, up to 21 generations up and down, your child's child, like that, 21 generations up and down, all are forgiven because you are a pure devotee. This is the benediction the Lord gave to Prahlad. And then he said, you will rule the kingdom and then afterwards you will come back to Godhead. Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki
Jai.
Shri Narasimha Dev Bhagwan ki
Jai.
Okay, fine. So then...